I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
I would like to say we're good on all youth pastor humor. We got it, bro. We got it. We got it.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Let's unpack it.
Let's go. Net positive Thursday. We're coming out Wednesday now, aren't we?
Audio.
The audio's coming out Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
Big adjustment for the fans.
Big.
Not really. If they come on Thursday, they're probably going to like, oh, we saw it early.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it? Do people most watch? Most people listen. I see most people are like, we're at the gym.
Yep. A lot of people taking it with them. We're kind of even split though.
Are we?
Yeah, it's pretty even.
Shout out to everybody out at the gym, just getting after it. You know, like I listened to like Adam Carolla, like his podcast, and he was also say like people that drive like delivery.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And UPS.
Yep.
Because you can't really, yeah, I would like to hear where people listen to that. Cause you can't really like at the gym. I listen to podcasts on a long road trip.
Yeah.
Cause I go, the music that's going to roll through for me.
Mm-hmm.
But a pod, I get, and sometimes I hear like a specific guest that I love on a one. I go, I'm going to say that one until I drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I usually do it.
Yeah, I don't know if I could listen to like a comedy podcast at the gym. That's a tough, if you're trying to.
Yeah, people say like, now if you're like training for a marathon.
Yeah.
And you're like running, like, I couldn't go a comedy podcast at the gym either.
I'd just be laughing, like.
Yeah, tricky. You know? Anyway, we're back on the road this weekend. We're going to Spokane. All those shows are sold out. I think we're going, where are we at next? The Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Close to sold out. Virginia Beach in November. Close to sold out. Funny Bone, Dayton, sold out. Greenville, I don't know if it's announced. Oh, we just announced a huge tour.
Yeah, you did.
A huge tour.
Yep.
Coming starting next February, the Emotional Support Tour.
I love it.
It's going to be fire, dude. It's going to be fire. You know, like, it's like, that's the scariest time of my career.
What is?
The tour announces.
Why?
Because that's when you're like the most vulnerable.
Because you got to see if it's going to sell or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, within the first day.
Mm.
If the rest of your year, that's going to be like fun, or if it's going to be like, and they're all, he goes, my agent is funny. His name is Nick. He lives in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't, there's like a lot of people that help me, but when he calls me personally, let me just say, you answer. You don't not answer. If somebody's going to tap you on the shoulder, he goes, Nick's on the phone. That's how, and he goes, hey man, figured I'd call you myself. Going great.
Nice.
And man, it's the best feeling on earth.
Dude. Love that.
It's the best feeling. We're excited. We got a new hour of material coming up. We're going to 20 cities across America.
Dang.
Small cities too.
Nice.
But we just got back from, dude, you know, we've had this ongoing conversation where I say stuff bad.
And you say stuff bad?
No, I just say stuff off the top of the head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah.
All right. Do you remember when I was at the NASCAR race?
Mm-hmm.
I was at the... the Dallas Motor Speedway, the biggest NASCAR race of the playoff race. Remember last time I was in a NASCAR race, there was the guy from Outer Banks?
Yes. John B.
Yeah, and what did I say to him? I don't remember what I said to him, but I screwed up.
You guys were getting food together, right?
Yeah,
you guys were
at the vegan buffet. Something?
Yeah.
Or he was making a joke?
It was something about the vegan food or gluten-free or something.
All right, so similar situation. I laughed because I was like, dang it, dude. Okay.
Again.
So there's this like, not to like flex, but it's necessary for the story. There's like a VIP suite.
Mm-hmm.
We're like everybody. So the guys in, God dang it, dude. The guys in there are the guys from Top Gun.
Okay.
So the three dudes from Top Gun, like just like the Outer Banks guys were there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, your PR people, if you're looking to promote something, especially like to middle America, they're like, go out to the NASCAR race.
Yep.
Right. So there's these, NASCAR, Dallas Motor Speedway, Top Gun or something like that. Those guys, the three guys, it was three guys, and I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen the movie.
Okay. Well, I heard it's great. This is a promotion for the, Top Gun. Yeah. All right. All right. There they are. Subscribe. Fort Worth. Okay. Come on. All right. Aren't there names right there? Yeah, NASCAR chair. Anyway, no. You can look it up while I tell the story.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So it's the three.
Wait, is it the three like main? Like, is it Tom Cruise?
Not Tom Cruise.
Miles Teller?
Yeah.
Okay. Miles Teller's great.
Miles is one of them is Latino, I think.
Okay. I'll just pull up the cast. How's that?
Yeah. They're the three main guys. Photos, cast.
Tom Cruise, Miles Teller, Val Kilmer.
What? Man.
John Hamm.
I mean, they're all in my thing. Let me just find it. This is a bad way. Well, you can
Danny Ramirez.
Danny Ramirez. Okay. Yep. Danny Ramirez is definitely there. And I think that guy right above him was there.
Lewis Pullman.
I think.
Okay.
And then, all right, anyway, this is not really necessary for the story.
Sure.
It is, we can fact check it later. somebody look up who are the three Top Gun guys at the Dallas Motor Speedway race on Sunday. Okay. So, all right.
Here it is. I got it. It's Jay Ellis, Lewis Pullman, and Danny Ramirez.
There you go. Yeah, perfect. Right. There's a black guy, a Latino guy, and a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessary for the story, but they were all there. Okay. It
sounds like a good joke.
Yeah. That's good. The three Top Gun characters walk into a suite at the NASCAR race.
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, I was doing appearances on Fox News all early in the week.
Yep.
So like we did this take about Fox News about something about they're treating adults for anxiety now. Mm-hmm. There's a pre-screening for anxiety. And I go, oh, what? Did the emotional support pets not work? Like spouting off, and then they loved it. And that was like a whole bit. So like I try to say every dollar that I've ever made in my life is because of this.
Right.
Spouting something off. That's why this podcast is successful. That's why my clips are successful. That's why I have a car.
Yeah.
Because I do this. Okay, but every now and then it goes bad.
Yeah.
And I say it's not because of the bad, it's not a bad joke. It was a bad time. Like either you were too soon in the relationship and you just spouted off and they were like, we're not ready yet. We don't know that you're cool with us. Or it was the bad, I misinterpret. It's a funny in another circumstance.
Right.
Okay, so one of the guys was doing the ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Nice.
He's like, there's always a celebrity that goes down and does the green flag. There's one that does the start your engines. There's one that everybody kind of has like an appearance of some sort. That one's the honorary captain or whatever. Like one gets in the pace car. This is very common. So the guy, we're before the race. We're all sitting there. And he goes, well, I'm doing like the gentlemen, start your engines. And he's like, are you sure it's gentlemen? No. Here's what I said. No. Dang it, dude. Here's what I said. Oh, hold on. Shoot. Here's what it is. They said, you say drivers start your engines.
Yeah.
It's drivers start your engines. Because it used to be gentlemen start your engines.
Right.
Back in the Dale Earnhardt days. And then Danica Patrick.
Right.
Started racing, and they go, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Now she doesn't race anymore, and it's been guys, and it's always been guys. So it'd be dumb to say ladies and gentlemen. So they didn't want to go back, so they just switched it to drivers.
Cool.
That was the conversation had between the LA movie star guys and their representation. I'm sitting next to them, just, I don't know what I'm doing.
Lurking.
Just trying to get in.
Yeah.
I wasn't really trying to get in because the John B, the Outer Banks guys, I know that I haven't seen the movie. So I go, they're like for the Top Gun guy. I knew that. They're from Top Gun.
Right.
I go, all right. So I go, well, there goes, I thought it was gentlemen start your engines. Like, well, you shouldn't say that because in 2022, everybody can, we don't want to assume anyone's gender.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, what?
Oh, they didn't like that one.
No, dude. But I was like, no, wait. And everybody's like, it's very, very uncomfortable. No, dude. That's how I got in. That was my on-ramp.
Bro, the awkwardness that's there is not as bad as when you have to start backpedaling.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
actually even worse.
And everybody goes, skrrt. Yeah. And like looked at me, like side eye. And I go, but I was like,
wait,
I was thinking on the way back, like, why did I say that? But I was like, well, I was coming from a different environment.
Mm.
and like Fox News and like, but I live in that environment usually.
Yeah.
But these guys, and I was at a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
And that's welcome there.
That should be your environment.
That, but no, so, but they were not from it.
Right.
So he was like if I, if they, if he wasn't, if I said that there's 180,000 people there, if I said that to 179,997 of them, dang it, dude.
Wait, do you think that
they would have been like, that's hilarious.
But do you think that the awkward pause is because he's trying to think, maybe he's got a point? Or is, you know what I mean? Like, you don't think so?
That idea.
Coming from LA, you don't think that's the thought?
Like I was sincere?
Yeah.
No, I think I was like, ha-ha. Like I said it in like a, well, that's, I like said it in like a, well, we don't sit our gender. Get it? Yeah. Like they were like, but they like come from a where
they come from
environment, which I've lived, used to live out in LA. That's not a joke topic.
No. I didn't realize you said it so jokey.
No, I like said it very like, very well, sarcastic. You know, you don't say gentleman. It was like, maybe it's gentle person. I don't know what I said. And then it, like, he had like a, everybody has like a, no, like a handler. Mm-hmm. So like you are escorted around by someone. I have one, they have one. And there were, so it was them three and their handler was talking about what to do. And I was with my handler on this other side. And then they were like, everybody was like, skirt. But I was like, no, wait. Okay. Dang it, dude.
How did you get out of that?
I that was the end, dude. That was the end of the conversation.
I jumped out of the box.
You hate to see it, dude. That's tough. But I don't. Yeah, because you just spout off things off the top of your head. But if that would have landed, it's a risk I'm willing to take.
You'd be best friends if it lands.
I'm like, willing to take that. Did I learn from it? What's the net positive on this?
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, all right. If I meet anybody, it's probably based on my own insecurity. I'm hopping in with jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I got nothing else.
It's gotten you pretty far.
I'm piping in with humor. If you see me at the airport, I go, one of my friends I saw at the airport that I go, hey, because we were at the NASCAR race. Ashley Cook is a country singer. You know
her? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she was at the race too. Like a celebrity appearance at the race too.
Cool.
So then I met her there and we were like joking around about NASCAR, whatever she at night. And then I saw them at DFW, the airport. And then at the airport, they were all in like pajamas.
Nice.
And like they're just basically like, hey, we're done.
Yeah.
I go, hey, you can't be looking like this in the airport. And she died.
Good.
Yeah, because she was like, and her friend goes, nah, he's a comedian. Like, they do this. Right. And they were like, this is unbelievable.
Did the LA guys know that you were a comedian?
No, dude.
There's
no.
Your problem.
Yeah, that's yeah, oh, yeah. Problem. Yeah, yeah. See, I lead with this. That's what I have to do in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Do they know? If they do, I'm in.
Right.
If not, not.
Right. They just think you're a guy.
That I go, because that would be like something wildly offensive to say to a girl.
Yeah.
But then she goes, this is like a part of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then that became the best thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Dang it, dude. I go, hey, so you just like gave up. Like you can't be out here. We're still in public. You can't be. And she's thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. It's also tough to admit that there just is a certain percentage of jokes that you're going to have to miss on. Like it's just.
You're going to have to.
You can't win them all.
Well, like, that's what we talked about that. Well, yeah. You just got to. I look at my set list after the show and I go, that didn't work. And I go, well, I can't put myself down for that because mm-hmm. this, you have to shoot your shot.
Yeah. I shot 95% tonight. I missed on those two.
That's a good percentage.
Yeah. We'll take
that. Yeah. I was out there firing off. I was there for 7 hours.
Yeah.
I was firing off the whole time.
Oh, and you only had one awkward pause?
That's fantastic. That's a good number. This is what I need, dude.
That's
this
your
is what
net positive. Let's go. There it is.
This is what I need. That's hilarious, dude. What do we got in the? Oh, we got in the. We're back in the news. John Crist is back in the news.
John, your haircut went viral again.
Do what you want when you pop it.
Hey,
all right. Well, we got this. This every now and then, I over the quarantine, I cut my hair into a bowl cut, and it was fire.
It was a fierce bowl cut.
It was an absolute commitment, and I still show it to people. They go, "That's not you."
Right.
And I went also with the chin strap.
Yeah, I think getting rid of the mustache is what made this like
over the top.
Doesn't look like you at all.
Well, that's what, yeah. And that's what, if you see, if you're looking at a photo of it, that's what, like, romantically, it was difficult for me.
You don't say.
Let's just say that, dude. It was tough.
This is commitment.
It was, dude. I was like, dude, well, I went into, all right, so it was during quarantine. This, let me just explain the backstory.
Yeah, that's because a good idea.
I was like, I had gotten canceled, and then I came back from getting canceled, and then I was like doing great.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, none of this matters. Like, none of this matters. Oh, you could do whatever you want. Nothing. There's like, it's almost like Morgan Wallen coming back and being bigger than he was before.
Yeah.
He's like, well, if that didn't take me out.
Yeah.
I don't know what will.
Or like when Jesus came back and was resurrected.
That's a better, yeah. Well, like, don't compare me to Jesus. Like, me and Morgan Wallen to Jesus. Yeah, yeah. He's like, yo.
Same thing, dude.
Yeah, same energy.
Yeah, Morgan. Same, same.
Yeah. Actually, the opposite. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, that he came back and he goes, well, what now?
Right.
What? Yeah, so I go, because I think earlier, I was like, well, I didn't really like my hair being like, I thought it was kind of like a outdated look, but I was like, well, everybody knows me from this hair. Mm. So I have to keep it. Mm-hmm. But then I realized, oh, if that didn't take me out, now there's no rules.
Right.
And I was like, well, what, who cares if what? So then I just cut it like that.
Yep.
And then we made some videos from it. And this thing went viral at the time and it pops up every now and then.
You went and got this cut or you cut it yourself?
I went and got that. Come on, nice. Dude, that's a professional. It's, don't be disrespectful, dude.
Yeah. I didn't want to downplay your potential barber skills. This, I mean, is that is crisp
absolute,
line.
Absolute cleanly.
Yeah.
All right. I don't even think that's a word.
So this, yeah. Some-
so this thing pops up. So like it's like 3 weeks ago, it popped up on some Latino meme page.
Nice.
Like foosball or something like that. I don't know what is what. Anyway.
Because you now, look like one of the guys on the foosball table, is that why?
I don't know what yeah, it looks probably something like that. I don't know what it was, but it pops up and then it has to go a couple thousand comments for it to get to me.
Well, it blew up again this week.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
And what was it? What were the numbers?
It's got over 800 retweets.
Yeah.
Over 2,400 likes.
And like thousands of comments.
A bajillion comments.
All right. And the caption is, what's this haircut called?
Yep. And so I've gone ahead and done my due diligence here and pulled a couple good replies.
Okay, all right, and I'm going to blind react to them.
Okay, so here we go.
What's his haircut called?
So this is the first one.
Yeah. The Amish Mo, also known as the I Never Want to Get Laid Again haircut.
The Amish Mo, like Mo from Three Stooges.
The Amish Mo.
Yep.
Yeah, because Mo had a so the Three Stooges is a callback.
Mean.
It's an old.
Meme,
an old reference
bowl cut there.
Well, they never want to get laid again. That's accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's, yeah, I think it was like, whatever you're trying to get at is what that was. Yep. That was,
it wasn't helping.
Yeah. That, sure. It wasn't. Yeah. 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 If you're going to do that, you're like, well, he's throwing in the towel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
And along those lines, I like this one.
Single.
It's just called Single.
Okay. What's that lady's name?
Chuck.
Chuck is single. Yeah, I mean, but have you ever seen like somebody that does something to themselves and then they look unbelievable?
Like good?
Yes.
Like what would be an example?
All right, there's this girl that from my high school. I'm not going to mention her name. But she, like...
You know who you are.
Yeah, there's no way she listens to this. But like, I don't know what happened between like junior and senior year, but we came back for our senior year and we were all like, wait, what? What?
Yeah.
And then she was like, hot.
Yep.
I don't know how, like, I think it was like, not the time's a little different, like braces off or yeah, like
puberty's crazy.
Yeah. That'll hit different for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But you go, oh, so they're like in the hot conversation now?
Oh, we care now?
Oh, wait. Whoa. No, no, no. We didn't love. No, hold on. No, no, no. We always liked her, but you're like, oh, wait. You just look at him different.
You're in the hot conversation now.
Hold on. What? But then it could even be like somebody just gets like a glow up.
Yeah.
It's sometimes even just like an outfit or maybe like some weight, and I'm going to say weight, gain or lose. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, oh, they go, oh, and you just like, I'm telling you, I don't know what the term for this is. Like, you never like really noticed the person. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, wait, what?
Oh, you know what it's like? It's like in 80s movies, yeah, when like the nerdy girl would take off her glasses.
There you go. And you'd be yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Who is this? Yeah, it's
a
permanent,
or like, I feel like it's like a scene from Sandlot.
Yes.
Something.
Yeah.
And then you go, what?
Or The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, the girl is like all into books.
Yes.
And then she's like has her hair up.
Yep.
And then she's all like and then it comes down and then like her glasses fall off and then they do it in the movie.
And it's in slow motion, obviously.
It's that in real life.
Yes.
It's that IRL.
What do we call that?
What is that? Where you never really before like and you're like, hold on, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've said that before about if somebody if somebody was, let's say, for my printer was like broken or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like I cannot figure this thing out. Somebody comes in like this, and it goes, I go, how did you do that?
Yeah.
You're just like, I don't think that's like man or woman. You're just like, wow, mm-hmm, that is an unbelievable, you're just automatically, you're changed about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I see you totally differently now.
See you different. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
We got to think of a name for that, though. That's good.
It's got to be a name. They just go, all right, so this woman is saying single.
She says single.
Yes, but she's calling it. But what's odd about that haircut is me, like in real life and me in that, it is wildly different. Mm-hmm. Like, why? I know some people that like they're going bald and then they just shave their head.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah. I got a buddy who did that.
Aaron Tuning.
Really?
Yeah. He was going, he shaved his head. And I go, yeah, that's it. Yeah, do that.
Some guys look good with it. Some guys do not, man. It's tough.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think I'd look good bald.
Bald?
Yeah, I've thought about this a lot.
I think it would you go with the toupee?
No, I would go bald before I did something like that, for sure.
You did? Well, all right. Well, Portnoy does it.
Does what?
He plugs it up.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's confirmed?
He's been public. No, he posts about it.
Really?
He goes, this hair doesn't stop free.
Huh.
And I go, oh, well, that's one way to do it.
LeBron's doing some witchcraft stuff.
Nah, that ain't it.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, dude. That have you seen that meme about LeBron, which is a headband just keeps going up. Yeah.
It's just creeping back on his head.
Wait, remember I thought Kobe looked better with the fro. Remember
the mini fro he had?
Remember fro Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
Looked unbelievable.
Froby.
Was that what they called it? I don't think anyone called it that. But that he went bald and it looked different.
Definitely.
And I always missed the broke. I thought he looked younger.
Yeah, definitely younger.
But then maybe if he was losing the hairline, you might have said it's a wrap.
Or maybe it was weighing him down.
Maybe.
I don't know how aerodynamic a fro is.
But that's why, I mean, you could go the opposite way. I mean, in essence, what I did was I cut bangs.
Right.
For a woman. Mm-hmm. I cut bangs.
Yep.
And there's got to be a website where you can figure out what you look like before you do it.
Like a haircut tryer on her before.
Yeah, because there's those websites where like if you're going to get a Range Rover with like you're going to get new rims, mm-hmm, and you're going to pay like what's going to look like.
Right.
Because that's like a commitment.
Yeah.
What percent do you think of people, well, I guess it's just women, that look good with bangs?
What percent of women look good
when bangs? They cut bangs? Because that's the risk.
I think all women look better without bangs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're saying zero. I know two women that have bangs that look cool.
Would they look cooler without them?
I don't know. I've never seen them the other way.
We're not saying bangs can't be cool or
beautiful. No, we're not saying that. But
we're saying
nine times out of ten, it's not it.
Right.
But it's more of like me and my boyfriend broke up. I'm trying something different. If you need to do that,
Have you seen New Girl?
Yeah.
Jessica Day.
Is that?
That's the main character. That's Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, she looks good with him.
Great with bangs.
But she also has glasses. And it's like, that's her, I don't know what she is in real life, but that's what her character is. Mm-hmm. Nobody looks good in bangs.
Nobody looks better in bangs than without bangs. I think
it is. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I know one girl that did my makeup one time on a set of this pilot we were shooting, and their bangs look cool.
Yeah.
That's the only time I. But
would she look cooler without the bangs? Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
I don't know. We need a before and after.
We got to debang some girls.
Cut that part careful. Out for sure. Yeah, you don't know. There has to be. I would like to know if there's a website.
There's a. I know if you go on some glasses websites, you can try them on. Like you can upload a picture yourself.
Upload
so it works there.
See, that's a perfect example.
So yeah, I guess
try it on. Post it. See, do an Instagram poll.
Nice.
Before you get into all this.
I'm thinking about
it. All right, that girl says single. Who's next?
All right, here's the next one. This is the Masked Rider.
The Friar Tuck?
The Friar Tuck.
Oh, I like that.
That's a good one.
What is the Friar Tuck?
Well, it's usually with like the missing top too, but you kept the top.
And by the way, I could cut it now.
Like you could do it again?
With the way I could go back to it.
Yeah.
I could cut that bowl cut today.
Yeah, you definitely could.
I just had to shower and dry it off. It would go there. Yeah. So if anybody, I might bring it back. It's always there.
Careful. Right,
what's next?
All right. We got a couple more here. I like this one. This is creative.
Wow. Duvet cover with the chin skirt. Yo, I mean,
hey.
Duvet cover with the chin skirt is, you took some time. That's a 10 out of 10 roast. I respect that.
It's pretty good.
Duvet cover the chin skirt.
Some
is brilliant.
Visualization there. That's nice.
That's great, dude. 10 out of 10. That guy wins so far. The reason hats were invented.
That's what it's called.
That's good. The reason hats were invented. Yeah, because, well, I could, during that time, I went on stage with a hat.
So, yeah, you probably couldn't even tell, right?
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
You just looked like you had a fade and a chin strap.
No, you couldn't see. Oh, the chin strap was still there.
Yeah.
But then again, I could grow that out for 2 days and it's
a little bit more.
Yeah.
All right, and that's the last one. We can move on.
The last one. Rumspringer, a Northeast Philly adventure. Yes. Oh, so I get on. I live in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I'm like, turn up. I go into Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
you go
that's
in, the, you get lined up.
Yeah,
real 100%. Crisp.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Going to get lined up. Hold on, my assistant message, because you might have the guy from Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
I don't think we have him, but he can't talk today, but he can talk tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, the guy from Chick-fil-A,
Michael Gordon
on the podcast, that went the viral clip that we talked about last week, that he tackled a guy in Clear Lake, Florida, wherever he was,
mm-hmm.
Lakeland, Florida, tackled a guy, saved a woman's, he was getting carjacked. We, of course, this is the kind of podcast we are. We'll get to the bottom of it.
We have to.
We reached out to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked if we could interview him for the podcast. He responded and he's like, he said he loves my stuff and he loves all my content. And he said he could come on tomorrow.
And we love his stuff too.
We love him. Yeah. And we supported him. If he heard this podcast of what we said about him, he'd be wildly supportive.
So we'll have him next week then.
We'll see if we can get him on next week.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. We could do an interview.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. What are we going to ask him?
Oh gosh, man.
How's your life changed?
Right.
And I want to know what your thoughts were. What did you, because what I said about the event is like Chick-fil-A has always reinforced that in their employees.
Right.
So they knew if you had one thought of like, I'm not doing that, I might get fired, you wouldn't do it.
Right.
But he knew, he's like, I'll do it. I know Chick-fil-A would have my back.
I know what I'll ask him.
What?
I would ask him. I heard rumors swirling that he has in the past rescued other people.
I heard that too.
I want to know if there's truth to that.
Oh, if he did some noble stuff in the past.
Like, are you just a career hero?
Yeah.
Like, how are you
looking for opportunity?
How do you find the danger? Yeah. Does the danger find you?
Wild. Well, dude, you know what? I worked overnight at a gas station in the hood.
Yeah.
When I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, Quick Trip.
Yeah.
All right. They don't have them here. But they have them in Tennessee, some places. I was like, you're going to make $12 an hour. And they go, well, if you work overnight, you make 18.
Nice.
And I was like, say less, dude. So I started working 10 to 10.
Nice, dude.
Which is three days in a row, 10 to 10. And that messes your brain up.
That's a lot.
That messes your brain up. But there's a lot of like, we were told if somebody's stealing, I bet a lot of people in retail are like this. If somebody's stealing, you got to let them.
Yeah.
You got to let them steal.
Yeah.
And you don't stop them.
It's not worth your life.
Well, no, I don't think they said like for the store, that's like built into like the profits.
Oh, like they just have it padded?
Like some people are going to, like Walmart has that.
Sure.
Like we're just going to anticipate some people are going to steal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see, like, if it's, because if you get in trouble, if you say someone's stealing and you're like, your sweatpants are like full of Doritos, mm-hmm. and then they're not, you're getting fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're getting fired immediately.
Yeah.
So they were like, hey, when it, because I literally, a guy had like elastic sweatpants on and he was like walking out like crunching. I go, dude, your pants are full of, but I didn't, I just had to let him go.
That's so dumb.
And they would always steal cartons of cigarettes because cartons of cigarettes were on the back of the register. They were behind the register, but you could always walk, you could walk, you know, Quick Trip, you can kind of walk all the way around.
Yeah,
the
that's right. It is that weird.
It's the back of the register, and a carton of cigarettes is like, that's the most expensive thing in a gas station times 10.
Yeah.
What is a carton of cigarettes? $70.
$70? Oh, the big?
A big, like that's,
carton. I was like, what?
Look up a carton of cigarettes. How many packs of cigarettes is that?
10 packs, 20 cigarettes each, about $50.
All right, and one pack of cigarettes is 10? There's not 7 cigarettes in a pack. Why would there be 7?
No. There's 20 in a pack.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
I thought you were saying dollars per pack.
Well, I'm not around, so a lot of times people ask other people for cigarettes. Hmm? What kind of financial commitment is that? 50 cents?
Yeah, around.
50 cents.
Yeah.
But it's more like asking for a Powerade where when you're at Vail at the top of the mountain, it's like it's going to cost $10 up there. Cause it's hard to get it up there.
So there's a little markup.
When you want a cigarette, you can't, if it was 50 cents and there was a machine right there, you would just do that.
Right.
But that, so there has to be, it's a markup.
Yeah.
Like Red and Shawshank. You know that Shawshank Redemption? That's like the currency, cigarettes.
Yeah.
So if you're asking somebody for a cigarette on Broadway, you're asking for 50 cents.
Right.
All right. Well, I saw that one article that I wanted to get to. Let's get to the news.
Yeah.
As always, we're trying to help other people. It's not about us. Sorry, that was way too long. All right. I saw this the other day. Crazy protester upset about private planes sets arm on fire at Roger Federer tennis match. Okay. So
lots to unpack here.
All right. Well, we've talked about this before. People are protesting wild things. Mm-hmm. What have we started with? Wow. Wait, I never saw the video.
Yeah. We'll cut it in so people just saw it too. But
and then he's being weak because he doesn't want to submit to security, right?
Right.
Okay, so in the middle of a dang it, dude. All right.
There's a lot here.
All right. So the middle of a tennis match, he runs on
just before, I believe.
Okay.
I don't think they had played yet.
And lights his arm on fire?
Yes. So he runs on the court, lights his arm on fire while sitting in the middle of the court.
Yeah.
And then immediately realizes that, wow, fire's really hot and puts his arm out. But there's a fire next to him from the liquid he spilled and that caught on fire. And so then he just sits nice, peacefully, crisscross applesauce and waits for security to come and get him.
I wish.
And his shirt says, end UK private jets.
What do you mean end them?
Just end them.
And what about if a commercial jet has one person on it?
No, like, end where, it.
It's all right. I wish everyone that protested, I just wish they would just like the lady that like the guy that glued his hand.
Yeah, the woman did that. Yeah.
Who glued their hand to the Starbucks?
Oh, no, that was the guy. Yeah, that was the actor.
He glued his hand to Starbucks.
Yes.
Starbucks has so much money.
Yeah.
You know what I wish they would do? There we go. We'll shut down this branch and you stay in here.
We're prepared to pay the utilities on this branch for the next 6 months.
We're pretty diversified. We got one on the other block. We got one across the street.
Yeah.
Okay. And if I put up the sign, hey, this guy is protesting in here about soy milk and he glued his arm to the counter.
Yeah.
And, we're going to go ahead and shut down. If you put your eyes and hands up to the glass, you can see him in there. He hasn't eaten in a month, but he's committed.
This is an exhibit now.
This is an exhibit. Yeah, he's committed, and here he is. And no one, and it's like this, the same girl that chained herself to the
The basketball hoop.
To the basketball hoop at the Milwaukee Bucks game.
Mm-hmm.
If I wish the Milwaukee Bucks would be like, hey, we'll just play the rest of the games on the road. And we're gonna go ahead and put this on Facebook Live, and we're gonna leave the lights on in here. Our owner is worth $75 billion, so we can front this.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna just leave this up.
Mm-hmm.
There's gotta be. If you run on, they don't publish like the people that run on at the games, right?
No, they always turn the cameras away.
Okay, why? That's so silly.
I think they want to de-incentivize it so people don't feel like if I go out there, then I'll get put on TV. And
okay, you know how you de-incentivize it? Send them to prison for long.
Yeah.
Because what the networks are saying is the punishment is not big enough because everybody's still doing it, clearly. Like,
well, and with social media now, everyone's going to film you anyways. Like, this wasn't on TV, but we see it right here on the screen.
We're talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this guy, like, it doesn't, all publicity is good publicity. You don't want anyone to burn alive.
For sure.
But he lit himself on fire. What if no one came?
I mean, he really is a believer in this cause, man.
Every time I wish somebody's like talk about their cause, it breaks down so quickly.
Yeah.
All right. Why in private jets? I didn't get that far.
Well, and I think this is coming from like this blew up on TikTok probably a month ago. People talking about private jets and how like all these millionaires and billionaires are flying all over the place in their jets. And I think what really broke the camel's back was Kylie Jenner's plane moved, like took a 17-minute flight from here to there.
Oh, yeah.
And you can track these tail numbers. And so they saw it and freaked out about it.
Yeah.
And my friend Mike, who works in private jets, was it's a maintenance leg. It's an empty plane. It needs to go over to that hangar to get fixed. They don't have what they need there, so they bring it over there to fix it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like she took a 17-minute flight.
Even if she did.
Right. It's her plane.
She's up at 4 a.m. every morning. She's making stacks, dude. Yeah. She's racks. She's allowed to take a 17-minute flight.
Yeah.
That
turns into this is where that goes.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm probably with you.
And private jets?
No, in terms of like most of the people's causes, like we're not like can you look up men's bathroom changing stations tweet? I saw this the other day. I sent it to some friends. I can find it. No, I can find it. I got it right here. My buddy, it's like a tweet. Here it is. Is that it?
I got a couple.
It was like viral. I got it right here. It went viral like last week. Here, I got it right here. I'm not going to say the guy's name because you'll understand why. Dear World. Putting baby changing stations in the women's washroom and maybe the family washroom if there is one, but not the men's washroom, sends a very clear message about whose responsibility you think raising children is. And frankly, I hate it. Signed, a dad. Like, I'm with that idea.
Right.
Like, but I'm not with this.
The way it was done.
Signed a dad. Like, I bet that guy does not have kids.
Right.
I guarantee, or like, that's like a clout chasing, like, virtue signaling vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That I am not, I'm like, it's all of that.
Yeah.
Cause that's like, frankly, I sent it to like my buddies. I go, you hate it? Do you hate it? Or do you like, this is a possibility for me to.
Yes.
I didn't forgive my parents, and this is a way for me.
You're just excited. You thought of this before anybody else tweeted it. That's
and frankly, I hate it.
Yeah.
I go, okay.
It's a fair point.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was saying to my buddy, I go, I'm with this.
Yeah.
Like that's the same thing we talk about that with the Band-Aids, with the black kid. He's like, the Band-Aids are not. He's like, hey, we should get Band-Aids that are other people's skin color.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you're being the woke. I go, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like, because
if you're a dad, what do you do?
Yeah.
You do need a changing table.
But if you're like, if you go to TGI Fridays, it's you and your wife and the baby. And he goes, there's not.
So we'd lose that excuse is what you're saying.
You don't hate it. Yeah. You don't. Now, that you're like, frankly, signed a debt. Just that whole, all the energy is what I hate of that.
Yes.
Like, but in principle, like all the energy of, like, I'm with the guys that are just running on the, like, the football. Like, just, if you want some attention, just run out there. Mm-hmm. But you can't just run out there. I think it's, from my knowledge, you spend the night in jail.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Right? For doing that?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be higher. I think it's got to be higher.
I think they should hire bigger security guards, and I think they should gamify it and broadcast it and say, go ahead, watch what happens.
Go, now, wait, yeah.
You pay for your medical bills.
Starting next week, everyone's allowed to run on every field, and also it's going to be filmed.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's bigger guys out there.
Yeah.
And also, you're going to spend 2 months in jail.
Mm-hmm. Maybe at NFL games, you just let the practice squad guys get their reps in.
Even better. Even better. Just like, or let say, hey.
They're just on the sideline.
If you go and stop the guy.
Yes.
We'll put you on our socials.
This is all actually part of your tryout. So we're watching.
And if you get past the guys, we'll suit you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll put you on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but they go, oh, there seems like an unruly fan on the field. Everybody does it. I don't care if you knew, like, the ramifications of it. I don't care how drunk you were. You would never do it.
No.
Naked?
Bro, what?
On the field? No. But that, you don't understand how that guy running on the field at the tennis match, how, like, traumatizing that is. For everyone in there.
Imagine if he burned himself alive. Are you kidding me?
That's like, that's so to watch. It's like, but that you see, I was going to say you see that more and more these days. But maybe you don't.
I don't think so.
It's always been going on.
Yeah, I think so.
People need attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have this, I think there's a lot of times that's just so silly that I talk about it, but me and you on a more serious tone, there's things that we go, I'm not giving that energy
mm-hmm.
on the pot.
Yeah.
It's things that are in the news. I go, I'm not.
Yeah. When we're coming up with what we want to discuss.
Yeah. And you're like, this is in the news. I go,
Yeah.
I don't want to contribute to that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I know like that, I had this, Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah.
Or I'm getting this hat made because somebody's like, hey, what about, and you ever get on TikTok and you see something and you just go, not interested?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why would you do that?
I just don't want to see anything like that on my feed anymore.
You don't want to see it?
Yeah.
And you go, not interested.
I get to curate my own life there. Not interested. So why would I let something in that I don't want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you know Bass Pro Shops?
Yeah.
We're making a hat that says Pass Bro Shops.
Pass Bro Shops.
Pass Bro. Like, hey, pass.
Got it.
Like pass,
bro.
Like everyone, attention is what the whole, like, that's more worth more than money now.
Mm-hmm.
Attention is worth more than money.
Mm-hmm.
And to get it, you go, I just need, and I need attention too. I'm in this exchange as well.
Yeah.
But you would hope that the attention that you are contributing is like, I put my book, our book is going on sale and it debuted at number one.
Let's go.
So you're like, the attention, I flew up to New York to get attention for the book.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, this is attention that it's going, people are saying yes to it,
mm-hmm.
right? The podcast is growing. People are going, yeah, we love it. Mm-hmm. We're interested. People are emailing. We're responding. So like this attention, no one is asking for.
Mm.
I could be wrong. It's a very selfish.
I'm trying to find the other side of it.
I know. I see what you're saying. You go like Rosa Parks,
right?
That created it, but she goes, I just don't buy that this guy's committed to that issue, right?
Yeah, I don't know, man. He lit his arm on fire. You know what I mean? Like that's pretty
committed. I wouldn't do that.
Neither would I.
So he must be committed,
right?
Gosh, dude,
it's hard.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
But to know what to attention, like. Pass, bro.
You know what? That would be a good podcast.
What?
Interviewing these people afterwards.
And what do you?
And just be like, let's really talk about the issue today. We're talking about Jets.
I bet like the same with like the same with the ratio with the bangs. I bet every now and then they're good.
His whole group chat's going crazy about this. They're psyched. Great job.
Yeah. Pass, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pass, bro. Like, I think I don't like the, yeah, like, there's a lot of things on my, yeah, you get to curate your feed.
Yep.
So stuff that's in your life, you don't need to acknowledge, and you can just say click, not interested.
Yep.
Right. And I would say if we are that, do that to us.
Yeah.
If this is some type of path, you can't, like, if it's not helping, if it's not adding, it's not creating value, pass.
Yeah. Pass. Yeah. I think the only thing that's different there or difficult there is you get to a point where now are you just closing yourself off completely and you're only seeing anything, things you agree with. Anything and you don't want. That whole echo chamber theory. Like
anything you don't want.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drop one. We're not a hot take podcast. Just say one thing.
Yeah.
That I think is done. And you didn't grow up like in church, did you?
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would like to say, and I've done this myself, I would like to say we're good on all youth pastor humor. We got it. Bro, we got it. We got it.
Oh, God. Okay. Let's unpack it.
No, okay. All right. So I would say that I did the egomaniacal worship leader, or no, the ego, the relevant youth pastor. I would go back into my feed. I'm going to say, because the joke is the youth pastor is always trying to be young and cool.
Right.
He's older. He's trying to stay young and cool and relevant. And he's like, what we need to do is wobble for the Lord Maroon 5 is like, that was the color of the blood shed for you. Or I don't know what the joke is. I don't know. Don't laugh at it because you're encouraging the bit.
No, I'm laughing because it's like, yeah, I could see them trying to do that.
I did that in 2000 and I'm not even the leader of it.
Mm-hmm.
Trip Crosby did it in 2015. It was right around 2000. I want to say 15, 16,
yep.
17, where the youth pastor thing mm-hmm. was funny. And now I just want to be the first guy to say, we got it.
Mm-hmm.
We got it. I would say there's a guy named Leo on Instagram that sometimes does them funny.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a guy named is TikTok is like Church Chad or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He sometimes.
There's a couple good ones still.
There's people that are like, that's their profile.
Right.
Is like youth pastor. Mm-hmm. Like, but the, it's like saying like, what's it called? Like, bless your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like youth pastor jokes. We got it.
I think it's also because a lot of them end up being like decent little messages too.
I did a pastor who uses props video. Maybe I want to say last year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe early this year. There's like it's kind of the same type of vein. It was like, and he had like a food, but it was like, yeah, I think this is expired.
Mm-hmm.
I think this idea is expired. That the youth pastor, I would like to hear from a youth pastor. Are we still doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Like making fun of youth. The joke is they're trying to be young and hip, right?
Yep.
And whatever trend, they're trying to make it into a message.
Right.
I got it.
Yeah.
That's what I said on TikTok. I got it. I go, not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Not interested. Same with any ex-evangelical or deconstruction. I'm not interested.
Yep.
Just not interested. Just I got it. Just forgive your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive your pastor. I got it. That's the example. Like, don't put this on like your... It's not helping me. It's not helping.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be helping other people.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't say.
Well, especially like newer. Yeah. The devil's advocate would be like newer Christians might find it and think it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, like
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah, I'm just, I think, yeah.
But you can definitely hit not interested.
You can definitely hit pass.
Bro. Yeah, pass, bro.
Pass, bro. Pass. Hey, what about, pass, bro. Like, some people have been critical of me, and I go, well, we got stuff to do today. We got, we can't, this is a waste of energy to even get into this. What else we got?
Rihanna confirms she's headlining the Super Bowl halftime show. Thoughts?
I think I've been to her house.
To Rihanna's house?
No, in like the Barbados or something.
You've been to Rihanna's house in Barbados?
No, like we went on a cruise and they did like a tour.
Sick.
And it's like this is Rihanna's house.
Oh, like a Stars of Barbados. Oh,
yeah, sorry.
Like, what, dude?
You're like, whoa, why did that come up earlier?
Yeah.
We've been talking for 45 minutes. You've been to Rihanna's house? Pause.
I was like, how is she?
It was like a childhood. She shouldn't live there anymore.
Cool.
It was like it's probably like one of those things when you go to like the Middle East, they're like, this is where Jesus lived. You're like, is it?
Yeah.
They could have been like, hey, Rihanna lived here.
So far we've compared Rihanna and Morgan Wallen to Jesus on this podcast. So that's good.
Jesus is like, hey, Jesus press not interested on this podcast.
Nice.
All right. So see, I thought Taylor Swift was doing it.
So she allegedly turned it down a few months ago.
Taylor Swift did.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yep.
She turned down the Super Bowl.
She said, I don't want to play the halftime show.
Do what you want when you pop it.
Yeah.
Do what you want when you pop it.
Yeah, you can do that.
How many people have turned down the Super Bowl?
I think like 6.
Ever.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yep.
Taylor Swift, you know what I like about Taylor Swift?
What?
She's like the perfect amount of like around.
Mm.
Like Taylor Swift is gone for like sometimes like 8 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Sometimes 9.
Right.
And then she just like pops up and it's huge.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, she plays that perfectly.
Yeah. That's hard to do when you've been famous since you were 15 years old.
She plays that perfectly. She goes, I'm good. And she's just gone.
Yeah.
And then she pops up when she's recording all her music.
Again. Yeah, she's re-recording her 6 albums. That's why she doesn't want to perform, because she wouldn't get the full rights to the performance and everything like that.
Okay, and if she does it next year, she gets all the rights to it?
If she re-records everything by then, I believe so.
Oh, because of Scooter?
Yeah, Scooter Braun.
Oh, Scooter Braun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have a side on that.
I think it's just the music business. Like,
yeah,
signed a tough deal when you were 15, and I don't know. And I don't know all the details either.
It's
so
different now. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm against? People who have a take on it.
Mm.
You go. We think Scooter. I go, what? Like, wait, he signed the contract.
Yeah,
he's like, hey, we're gonna. He would say, we helped. Well, I helped you. I don't know what. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get fact checked on this instantly.
Yeah,
but he go, what? Well, what? Well, I mean,
we had a deal.
Yeah. And this was the risk. I took a risk too.
Mm-hmm.
It paid off immensely for me. Maybe there's I remember I did my first comedy show ever that I headlined at the Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado. And it was $250 to headline it. It's like to headline during the week, $250 flat.
Yep.
And I sold it out.
Nice.
And I remember she brought me in a check for $5,000.
Dang.
Because she goes, hey, this is the deal. I don't feel good about you just made us like, or I'm supposed to have like 20 people in there.
Right.
And they're going to break even and then be open on Tuesday.
What was sellout crowd? How many people?
350.
Oh my goodness, dude.
Yeah. So yeah. She goes, hey, here's the, this is the deal, but I didn't know you could sell
Yeah.
And I go, and I remember that for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I'll always go back to that club.
Do what you want when you pop it.
Yeah, do what you want. So, how many record labels have lost the house on artists that they thought were going to...
Oh, for sure.
The house.
Yeah.
But think about, like, that's why every time on the internet, like when somebody goes, like, pops up against, like, perfect example, pops up against, like, Ellen DeGeneres. There's that guy this week who goes, Ellen DeGeneres was manipulated. Yeah, but that take is already out.
Mm.
And already out and popular.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you're not being the brave guy you think you are because everyone's already on your side.
Yeah.
Because those waters have already been tested and everybody now is like, yeah, Ellen DeGeneres is manipulative. And like, I don't know. I don't have a take on that. But you go, oh, but you're not doing the service you think you're doing because everybody's already on that side.
Right.
So like, someone come out strong, like.
You're preaching to the choir.
Like, Taylor Swift, woman, young woman versus record executive, rich, white guy.
Yep.
whose side you taking on the internet? Taylor Swift. Everybody, like, to say, like, Taylor needs her masters back. Not an aggressive take that you think it is. Because everyone on the internet is on that side.
Yeah.
Like, come
and,
out
and
with
probably
your,
has been since, like, 2015.
Yes.
Like, when everybody was like, oh, the music industry's tough.
Come out with your pro Scooter Braun take.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I don't know what the, I don't
you
know.
You have
what
one?
The, yeah. No, I don't have one.
Yeah.
I don't have one. I don't know him.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, that's like, oh, okay. But like I am going to expose so-and-so.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to expose the big, corporate.
Yeah. Government corruption.
Apple.
Yeah.
Like, I got fired from Amazon because everyone's taking your side.
Uh huh.
But it's sometimes on Twitter, they pop with against, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. When someone goes, oh, I can't believe they treated me like this. And they go, well, you showed up late to work every day. They fired you.
Yeah.
But the side of like, whose side you taking, Taylor Swift or Scooter Braun, you're like, okay, everybody on the internet. And that's why I'm on his side. I don't know. I'm not on anyone's side. I'm not on anyone's side. I do like Taylor Swift's music.
Yeah.
But she said no to the Super Bowl for Rihanna.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm excited.
I like Rihanna.
I think that's going to be great. Plus, it's officially like presented by Apple Music. So you know they're going to bring out the names.
Oh, I mean, I thought last year was unreal.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be sweet.
With Dre.
Yeah.
50 Cent.
Yep. Eminem.
That was wild. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. Last one.
All right. So Kanye West, heard of him?
I heard of Kanye
so
West.
So this man, Kanye West.
I'm on his side. I'll tell you what. I'm on his side.
For everything?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
No, that's not true.
So he has this school that he's opened called Donda Academy. It's named after his mother. And
yep.
He recently was interviewed.
Donda's his mom's name?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
So he was recently interviewed. On the Allo Mindful podcast.
Yep.
And he said, quote, I haven't actually read any book. Reading is like eating Brussels sprouts for me, and talking is like getting the Giorgio Baldi from
he's never read Ravioli. A book?
Yeah, that's what he said.
He's never read a book.
That is what he said. I actually haven't read any book.
Oh my, dude. I thought he was preaching. What about the Bible, dude?
Right?
There's what about one. All those, what about all those Christians that were like, yeah, Kanye West is our guy? He's like, I never really, the manual, I never really got into it.
He's like, is that in there? Is it in, it's in
I'm
there?
Not
it's
gonna,
in there.
I'm going to be honest with you. I heard, he's like pre-Bible time. Like, the way the Bible stories got, like, passed down was just orally.
He just knows them like that.
Somebody's like telling him the stories.
Before bed every night.
He never read them. He's like, dude, tell me a Bible story.
Yeah.
If I was that rich, I wouldn't read either.
I mean, yeah.
When would you need to read if you were that rich? Now, you need to comprehend words.
Sure.
But why would you need to read? I guess texts. You don't have to read texts.
Text.
Yeah. You still have to read texts.
Text. And he posts all those on Instagram. So
you still have to read text. You have to read the internet. Yeah, you have to read the internet.
Sure.
You can't just exist in pictures.
Yeah. But you could probably pay somebody to describe them.
He's
to
opening
you
up. Yeah, you could probably do that. He's opening up a school and said he never read a book.
Yeah.
Tough.
It's open. The school's open. And this is already a thing. And like, apparently the parents of the school, like of the kids who go to school, have to sign NDAs.
Yeah.
Like, it's because they can't talk about curriculum or anything like that.
Yep. Again. And then that's going to be like, they're going to be like, well, I couldn't, like, you wouldn't believe what happened to my kid at Kanye West school.
Yep.
Like, we're on the kid's side.
Yeah.
I guess we're on the kid's side. We should just we should have a segment on this pod. Like, whatever the hot take is, we take the opposite one.
Okay.
We just take the opposite
just
one.
Just contrarians.
Yeah. But I was going to say there's been a lot of pro Adam Levine topics already.
A lot.
Everybody's kind of on his side. Not on his side, but everybody's like, kind of, come on.
You think
right?
so?
I don't really want to get into this.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe we have different feeds.
Yeah. No, maybe our feeds are different.
Mm. Have you ever done that? Have you ever like given your phone to somebody and switched and had scrolled each other's feeds?
And you go, what?
It's interesting.
What? This is wild.
We live in our own worlds.
You know what a youth pastor would say about that? All right, dude, let's wrap it up. We got any, what's it called? Fact checks for the week?
Yes, we have fact checks. And then we also have...
Oh, I wanted to talk about that.
Bad text.
Do we have time?
Yeah.
All right, let me do... This is the wildest thing. All right, let's just do one or two.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
We can go... We have a few. Let's go quick.
Okay.
We're good.
All right, so we asked last... Oh, I forgot. We should have got this at the beginning. We always do this. We asked if what the worst text you accidentally sent to the wrong person.
Right.
I said, I'm just living my days hoping... I don't actually send the wrong text to the wrong person. It's usually a screenshot.
Right.
I screenshot it and send it to the person I'm talking bad about.
Right.
And I think everybody lives in this fear at all times.
Yes.
I've done it several times.
Well, so a lot of fans commented on YouTube and emailed us about these, and they have some stories. So this is Sierra J.
Yep.
I got a text for you, John. My husband and I just recently got married and his birthday was coming up. So I told him to text me what he wants for his birthday.
Oh, no.
Well, he texted the wrong person what he wants for his birthday. He said for dinner, he wants steak. Dessert, he wants cheesecake. And then he said, sex, surprise me. Well, he sent that to a lady at church instead of me, and we were dying from embarrassment.
She was a good sport about it. I thought it was funny, but yeah, she could have unsent that. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Send it to a lady from church.
Yeah. At least it wasn't graphic.
Well, should we fact check that story?
Should we have the lady from church on?
Why was the lady, why would that, like, if you're talking bad about a person, that person's on your brain, you send it to them.
Yep.
You could see why that got, was the lady at church high up in his texts?
Right. Had to be. I do that on my laptop every now
and
then. I'll open the wrong
one. I went
one.
To lunch today. My buddy goes, hey, dude, I'm just going with John to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I go, dude, it's...
It's me, John.
I'm him. That was meant for your wife or you meant for your kid or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one right there.
All right. Here's another one. This is from Drew.
Drew.
Drew says on YouTube again, I sent a text to a secretary of a plumbing company I was working with. It was meant for my wife. Quote, morning sex? Question mark. My wife and I were laying next to each other. She couldn't stop laughing. The secretary texted back and said, I think you sent this to the wrong person.
I sent a text to a secretary of a plumbing company I was working with. Morning sex, dude. Tough.
The fact that his wife is right there next to him, too.
Those are tough to back out of.
Yeah.
If it's sex related.
Because
then you go, I meant to.
Yeah.
But if some of them are that clearly obvious,
yep,
that it's funny.
Yeah.
I hope everyone to find the humor in that.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody has this same fear. Like, we all
share. So scary. So scary.
This one's a little long, but I think it's worth a quick read.
You want me to read it or you want to read it?
Up to you. You can take it.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I was living in the Chicago area and working as a youth pastor.
Okay.
I had been there for a couple of years, and it was definitely time to move on. We had a youth ministry team of three or so pastors. Two of the three of us were going to be let go. I knew it was my time to go anyways, but I was still fighting it. We were making jokes about it and clearly handling it immaturely.
Okay, hold on.
Go ahead.
Youth ministry, three or so pastors, and two or three of us were going to let go. Does he know it's... He knew it was his time to go.
Mm-hmm.
Is it making jokes? All right. Keep reading. Got it.
Long story short, I was also working at a Starbucks, and the other guy that was going to be let go was supposed to meet the senior pastor for coffee at the Starbucks to discuss his exit. The guy that was getting let go and was supposed to be having a meeting came into my Starbucks and I asked him how the meeting went. He responded, it got canceled. We both expressed our thoughts and he went on his way.
Okay.
I pull out my phone to text my friend who was getting let go and I text him, quote, another horrible leadership decision by Darren, who was the lead pastor. Surprise, surprise.
Oh my.
I went back to work and checked my phone.
I know where this is going, but yeah.
A couple of minutes later, and Darren, the lead pastor, texted me back and said, thanks, Derek. We need to talk.
Oh, my.
That's the one you're talking about.
Wild.
Where you're thinking about the person.
I'm stressed. Look at Andrew. He's stressed. He's
sweating right now.
Oh, my. Everybody hearing this goes, I'm... That's so scary. Oh, my. Okay, you want to finish it?
Sure. My heart sank. I had sent the text to Darren subconsciously instead of my buddy.
Obviously.
I was immediately called by my direct supervisor and told that Darren's wife was on a bike ride that morning and was hit by a car.
Whoa, wait, what? What? How is that related?
I don't know. Just a bad day for Darren, I guess. Just making it worse. Needless to say, I was immediately let go instead of working the final couple months that was originally planned.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyways, that's the story.
Whew, that is just tough.
He's sweating?
I'm sweating, dude. I'm nervous. Oh, my.
Derek C., thanks for the story, dude. Sorry you went through that.
Absolute shout out to that guy. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I don't even know what there is to say.
I guess, I mean, because that, what's, why is it so scary? It's so scary is because this is the truth about that person.
And the truth about you.
And the truth about you.
Because you're talking about them.
Yes. And if you were with them in person, you would never say that.
Right.
You'd say it more and you go, this is the this is what this person really thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you go, I mean, if anyone in human interaction goes, what's my least, I had a buddy that was struggling in his personal life and in some of his relationships, and he sent his three best friends, I was one of them, just included, hey, it's like a criticism letter. Can you see any kind of like blind spots that I have in my life that you recognize? I'm basically opening myself up for, it's a very, very noble thing to do.
Yeah.
Very brave. And I go, okay, if you're asking. And one of the things was, I want to put him out on this podcast, he's one of my best friends. And I go, well, I have you down. You play golf at my country club all the time. And that's expensive to have a guest in there. And never, I said, never once have you said thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Or something very simple like that.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was like, but listen, maybe you're going through a lot. Maybe like you
pad it.
Like that, if Darren said, hey, what leadership wise, what can I work on?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is just so, so honest that it just, you got to move towns, dude.
Yeah.
You're fired that day. You're fired that day.
Yeah.
You should be.
Yeah.
He knows that, though.
Yeah.
But, oh, man.
Sealing your own fate with a text message like that is so
that
funny.
That is the rest in peace.
Oh.
I'm there. Because you just go, because it's usually something about like somebody's outfit or mm-hmm. like something somebody said. I sometimes send like, stuff like posts of people
mm-hmm.
to
yeah
other people.
Yep.
But a lot of times people do it to me. I see it in my DMs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually like we should go see him. Nice. Usually.
Yeah.
We should go see him. And I was like, oh, that looks like, because if someone sends you a story, you send back, you ever done that? Responded to the story.
Yes.
Instead of responding back to the person you were talking about it with.
Right.
Yeah. And you go, most of them, 9 times out of 10, they're no, 100, 99 times out of 100, they're kind.
Mm-hmm.
But I go, oh, that was meant for someone else.
Right.
But that, if I'm Darren, I mean.
What a day.
It looks like the writing was on the wall anyway.
Yeah.
But I try to be like careful of that in my real, I mean, I'm not, obviously, like sometimes I just talk bad about people.
Sure.
I don't know. I shouldn't do it, but. It's too hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's too hard because you're stressed out about something. Even if you're like, I bet if like Joe Biden walked in here or Trump, whatever side you're on, if you're against him, you're like, what up, dude?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, what, you want to go to lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you hated him the most.
I don't know him.
If Hillary Clinton or Tucker Carlson, whatever side you're on, if the opposite person walked in, you'd be like, you need a bottle of water?
Mm-hmm.
You would.
Yeah.
But everybody knows the duality of that because everybody's like that.
Yeah.
Gosh, that is tough.
So tough,
Darren, dude. If the wife can hit by the, that's not relevant to the story. But.
You know what would be worse? If he was like, if the text indicated who he meant to send it to, too. Because then you know
then you indict
both
the other
of those people.
Then you're like, dude, I'm still trying to work here. He said two out of the three.
Yeah, right.
Two out of three words. Right. Somebody's staying.
It's them too. Yeah.
So they just went three out of the
whoever
three.
Whoever the two on the text are, it's those two.
That's a great point. If you were indicted, but I go, but I mean, I like me and Ernest, like say some very, like not private, but just like things that are, we're buddies.
Oh, you guys talked about this on Ern's podcast when you went on there. Yeah.
That we're like, well, I mean, and we send voice notes back and forth to each other about stuff that is just like, goodness, dude. But you just go, but then you're like, your wife or your like family member or you're like someone that you trust the most. You're mm-hmm. like, I can, but then again, in person. But that's how like some things I used to have this conversation with my girlfriend today. And I was like, I'm not. And there's no person I trust more in life mm-hmm. than that, than her.
Yep.
But I go, I'm not like having this recorded. Mm-hmm. I just go, when I see you, we'll discuss it.
Yeah, dude.
But that's how all the guy from like that Donald Sterling mm-hmm. got fired is because they were in a private mm-hmm. conversation and that person was recording.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. That should not be held against you.
I think certain states you're not that. Like that's not allowed to happen. Like it's actually speaking of Taylor Swift,
yeah.
That was the thing with her and Kanye.
Okay.
Kanye used a lyric that had to do with her or something like that.
She said privately.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
He said, I made that blank famous.
Yeah.
Called her to check if it was okay with her before he ran it and recorded the phone call. And in California, that's illegal. You're not allowed to record a phone call without somebody's consent.
Perfect.
And
she,
so.
Like she was going to be like, yeah, go ahead.
Right.
What do you think she was going
to
say?
Yeah.
That's great point. Yeah.
Anyways, whatever.
So if you take the information
state by state.
So if you're driving with somebody, you put on your phone, but again, you put that out and the reputation is already ruined.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You like legally you could
sue me all you want, dude,
but it's already I'm already that. Done.
Yeah.
Gosh, dude.
Let's hit these fact checks.
All right, fact checks and we'll get out of here. I know somebody's on the gym, they're on the gym and they're on 20 mile 23. They're not on mile 23 and a half an hour.
We'll finish strong with
fact checks with it. Here's how the pod works. If you're new to it, we get in, talk about random things, and then we usually spout off with things that we're not knowledgeable on. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to fact check us, you email, and then we'll get to the fact checks the next week on the episode before on the podcast. This one, I was talking about the guy from Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
All right.
We got a couple about this guy.
Michael Gordon is a grown adult. Michael Gordon is a grown adult married with kids. He's not chatting with girls in the high school parking lot. At least I hope not. Okay.
Because we thought he was in like high school.
We thought he was like balling. Because like a lot of Chick-fil-A employees. Yeah. That's a good fact check. Thank you for that. Yep. He's not chatting, married with kids.
Yep.
So almost done the
Eric
research.
G. Thank you for that one. Another one from Chad P. about him as well. So he had a good week, Michael Gordon.
Okay.
This says, he was honored by the city of Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
Oh my.
And he threw out the first pitch at the Pensacola Blue Wahoos game.
Let's go.
Do what you want when you pop it.
Let's go. Do what you want when you pop it. Can we steal? Can we make that merch or no? We can't. It's not ours.
I don't know.
Do what you want when you pop it. We need to get some Past Bro Shops merch. Mm-hmm. And we need to get some Forgive Your Parents.
Nice.
We need to get those three. That's going to be the net positive. The first line of merch. Do what you want when you pop it. Do what you want when you pop in. Past Bro Shops.
Yep.
Past Bro. Past. And Forgive Your Parents.
I like it. All right, and then last one, another Chick-fil-A related one, talking about you had said there's kind of a hierarchy in the employment structure there at Chick-fil-A.
What do they have to say?
He's saying, this is Wyatt H. He's saying, I was a cow mascot guy.
Yeah.
And he said, it's, you know, there's no system. There's no level up. It's really, everybody's a jack of all trades. It's all hands on deck. You clock in, look at the shift board, do your shift, clock out. He said, it's a bit different for me being one of the cows, but still, same general thing.
Hey, you know who would say that? I'm just saying. You know who would say that? A guy that's in the cow suit at 110 degrees, and you get in, you're like, maybe I'm on fries today. And they go, nope, back in the cow suit. Yeah. You know who doesn't say that? The GM. The GM started in the parking lot.
He could very clearly outline the hierarchy.
Yeah, he's
the
like, restaurant. Here's exactly how I did it. Here's exactly. Hey, listen, I'm the Chick-fil-A mascot. I'm in the cow suit every day. There's no system. Well, other people seem to be in it. Other people seem to be in the pipeline. Well, Wyatt is his name. Wyatt?
Yeah.
Coming from a Chick-fil-A employee in the cow mascot suit. At least at our location, there's not a system where you level up from waiter to bagger to cashier to drive through to back of the house. You can apply for front of house or back of house. All right, what did you apply for? Not the suit.
Barn.
Everyone's jack of all.
So dumb, dude.
Shit, but he's clock out. It's a bit different. It's a dip. it's a bit different for me being one of the cows, but still the same general thing. My guy, dude. Well, then
dude, I can't. I can't. Being one of the cows.
That's a real, forever a fan. We like this guy.
Yeah, really, and really nice.
On a different note, I love the pod. I listen to them the day they come out. I love your comedy, your reels, your posts. You're the man, John Crist. We love Wyatt.
Thanks, bro.
Wyatt H. Shout us back. Come through. Is he come through Nashville? Bring the cow suit. We'll give him a raise. We'll talk to his manager.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't want to be.
Maybe he just is good with the cow.
Maybe he's trying to be like the Clemson mascot next year.
I mean,
this is getting his resume up.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, do you want to work? You want to work dining room? He goes, not today. Mm-mm. Maybe it's cold. Maybe it's warm in the cow suit. Mm. Maybe he's got social anxiety, but he likes the cow suit. He doesn't talk to people. Wyatt, fact check your fact check, my man. That's it, baby. Net positive. Good night, Lucas. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.